T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now let's meet the Western Conference All-Star. Making his 7th appearance from the Houston Rockets, it's the return of the Mac. Guard Tracy McGrady.
Here comes McGrady. Punctuation mark.
You could see it coming. The crowd was on his feet before the dunk was made.
Bang like T-Mac. Ski mask, air it out. Gotta kill witnesses because Free Bear's sticking out.
Here comes McGrady. Oh, he just sucked the gravity right out of the building. What a play by T-Mac.
McGrady on the run. McGrady down the lane. He tucked him with the right hand. Oh, my.
Went right over the top of Cornell David. What a 20-year-old performance, huh?
What you waiting for?
Yo, I'm Tracy McGrady. I take you right to a hole.
He's got Armstrong. He's got Derechek. He takes it. Tracy McGrady has not only put the Magic in front, but he's tied his career high of 44.
Oh! Tracy McGrady, and he looks over at Tyrese Thomas, and he said, block that.
It's Matt, baby. Drop top, Navy Mercedes. I'm number one like P.E. or Tracy McGrady.
McGrady for three. McGrady, foul is picked up. Oh, a contested four-point play. Tracy McGrady from downtown. McGrady over Bowen for three.
Yes!
McGrady for the win.
Yes!
13 points in 33 seconds.
Last possession here. Rockets to win the game.
To take a 2-0 lead. Oh, Tracy McGrady with 2.2 to play.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on The Score.
So excited to be joined by one of my favorite non-Bulls ever, Tracy McGrady, with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. He's with us on behalf of the Ones Basketball League, which is coming to Chicago's Hope Academy Athletic Center May 21st and 22nd. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. T-Mac, it's a thrill, man. How you doing?
Listen, man, I'm that was probably the greatest intro of all time right there. Like, I even heard my guy Method Man give me a shout out on a song, which I've never heard. So y'all did that right. I appreciate that.
Oh, listen, man, we appreciate you making the time. That's Chris Tannehill, our sound guy, Tanny. How have you never heard that Method Man shouted you out before? How have you never heard that?
I've never heard that song. Please. I got to get what was the name of that one?
Tanny,
you gotta give me the name of that.
Yeah, we're pulling it up right now.
We're digging it out. He always tries to make people feel at home and feel welcome. So I guess mission accomplished. I mean, Jay-Z got you twice though, Tracy. Right? Jay-Z got you twice.
Yeah, for sure. And that's my fave right there. But never heard the Method Man ones.
Yeah, I think that was called "Say What" from the Tical prequel album. So that was like later Method Man. Okay. So I can see how you may have missed that one, but yeah, we'll have to send you that one.
Yeah, nice. Well, how y'all doing, man? Good to be on your show.
Yeah, no, we can't think of any rappers who ever name dropped us. I can't think of any. Danny, you?
No, but what a damn life! Like that, like that Method Man shouted you out and you didn't even know it. Like you've done some things. That's incredible.
Right. No, that's love right there. Definitely heard my favorite rapper of all time shout me out a few times in Jay-Z, but Method Man is definitely on that list as well. And to hear that brought a smile to my face. So I appreciate that. Y'all put that together nicely.
That's very cool. How does it work? Does Jay-Z just shout you out in the song and then you hear it when you're listening? Does he give you a heads up ahead of time? How does that work?
No, just exactly how you just said it. You know, he makes the song, and next thing you know, I hear it on the airwaves.
That must have been a real mind bleep.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I felt like I also heard a chuckle when I introduced you as one of my favorite non-Bulls ever. Like, you're cool with that qualifier, right? Because it's got to be loyal to the Bulls, but you were almost a damn Bull multiple times. Like, I feel like I've been teased my entire life that you could have been wearing the black and red.
Jerry Krause tried his best to get me to be in a Bulls uniform on several different occasions. It just never worked out.
What's the one that you think of first? I mean, we know the one that we think of first because it was legendary, but then there's the others that have come out. So tell us about Jerry trying to get you.
Yeah, well, the legendary one was trying to trade for a 18-year-old high school kid for Scottie Pippen, which was, you know, to me in itself bizarre. I remember before draft, the night of the draft, I get a call at 12 o'clock at night, and it's my agent, and he tells me to get dressed. I have to go and take a physical. You know, they have a clinic that we're going to, and we drove about 45 minutes outside of Charlotte, and they take me in the back of this clinic. I get a physical, and, you know, he tells me it's for the Bulls. I may be traded for Scottie Pippen on draft night. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, it was just such a surreal feeling that I possibly could have been a freaking Bull and teaming up with Michael Jordan. But at the time, I thought MJ, when they did nix the trade, I thought it was MJ that did that. But I got close to a reliable source and said it was Jerry Reinsdorf that did it.
It's funny. Jerry Reinsdorf came on our radio station after that story made the rounds, and he was like, no, it wasn't MJ. It was him. Like, he felt the need to go first person. Like, and Jerry Reinsdorf does not do interviews anymore.
right.
Like, it was bizarre. So, like, have you ever talked to MJ about that?
No, never.
Interesting.
Nope. I never even talked to Scotty about it. We worked with ESPN together. I just never brought it up.
Huh. And then the free agent recruitment.
See, that's the thing. When you said the legendary time, I thought you were going to say, for us, because we knew about it, was when Benny the Bull and everybody, there was a small band playing Sweet Home Chicago. There's the Lovables cheerleaders. Yeah. When everybody meets you at the airport. Was there any part of you at that point? So that's a few years after the draft then, Tracy. Is there any part of you at that point that thought, this is ridiculous? This is over the top.
No, I didn't think it was ridiculous. I actually was very appreciative that he went, you know, Chicago Bulls went above and beyond of trying to recruit me. I mean, I loved every bit of it. It's just they were recruiting against Orlando, which is where I grew up. You understand? And that's a tough recruitment to go over and to steal me away from that. I was so fixated on going to play at home in Orlando because I grew up watching Nick Anderson, Penny, and Shaq. Like, as a high school kid, I drove by the arena every summer. Like, that's where I wanted to play ball, and to have that opportunity to play there, and then it presented itself at that time in 2000, I couldn't pass that up. So that was the only reason, you know, why I chose to go home and not sign with the Bulls.
You know, so you still felt what it was like to be courted, even knowing. We're dealing with that now. We got Zach LaVine, who's going to be an unrestricted free agent for the very first time. And he wants that feeling, Tracy. You can tell. I don't know whether he's going to leave because he could get one more year and a lot more money here. But he deserves to have that feeling, doesn't he, of, like, having everybody come after him?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Zach has been a loyal player. You want to feel, you know, that you have other interests and have somebody pour into you and show their interest in you as a basketball player. I mean, he's such a great basketball player that I'm sure he'll get – you know, several of those offers. I'm hoping he will stay in Chicago because I like that team that they put together with him and DeMar DeRozan. It was just unfortunate that Lonzo got hurt, but I really love that team.
What was the – so we know about Benny the Bull at the airport. You know, you said they pulled out all the stops. Like, can you take us behind the scenes of what else Chicago did to try to get you?
Yeah, so I get to my hotel room, and they pop in a tape, and I'm sitting down, and it's a personal message from Oprah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like Oprah is talking to me and recruiting me. She's a part of this whole thing. So I thought that was pretty cool to have Oprah, you know, send me a personal message and recruit me for the Bulls, and then to go to the Cubs game, you know, saying, take me out to the ball game. You know, that was, that's legendary. That's, you know, always remember that, just growing up and being a baseball fan and just seeing Harry Carey and, you know, those moments. So that was pretty cool. And sitting in the dugout, man, talking to Ernie Banks, you know, I never forget that moment. So, you know, those two right there really stuck out, and I will always remember those moments right there.
Jay-Z, Method Man, Oprah, this life, man, that's a crazy life. Tracy McGrady with us on behalf of the Ones Basketball League. So it's a one-on-one tournament at Chicago's Hope Academy Athletic Center, May 21st and 22nd. This is the third of seven cities. And you guys are basically trying to figure out and find the best one-on-one hooper in the country? Is that the goal here?
Trying to find out who's the best one-on-one basketball player in the country. I just think there's a lot of untapped talent out here that needs this type of platform. There's a lot of underground one-on-one leagues. I'm talking about some real hoopers, like guys that actually can, you know, you line your elite one-on-one players that are in the NBA with these guys, and it'll be a problem because these guys are so good. I mean, such, you know, great talent that is out here. I want to give these guys a platform to showcase their skills. And why not? Basketball is so universal. You're playing basketball everywhere, and it's a game that you could play one-on-one basketball. So I think, you know, in the past, no one has really created a model that is sustainable for, you know, a non-basketball fan to sit and watch, or even a basketball fan to watch, and it's a good product. I think we come up with a model that is really good on the eyes, and you can sit and enjoy one-on-one basketball for 2.5 hours. But when you think about, you know, the UFC platform and those guys before they got on the UFC platform, who were they? They, you know what I'm saying? Like, they were respectful in whatever they were doing before that. But now they're on this platform and they're superstars now. That's what we're trying to do. It's the same model, you know, of what we have. They tell these guys stories. I mean, they have great personalities, and hopefully we can have, you know, create some Conor McGregors and, you know, some of these crazy guys that, you know, fans, you know, gravitate towards in terms of how they carry themselves and the wild stuff they do. But yeah, the last two events that we had, Houston and Atlanta, I mean, I've been overly whammed with just, you know, how impressive these guys have been in the competition. I mean, I think we over-exceeded our expectations on these. So I'm looking forward to Chicago because I know Chicago got some real hoopers out there.
Hope Academy Athletic Center on May 21st, 22nd, the Ones Basketball League. Tracy McGrady is an entrepreneur doing a lot of things post-playing. So it sounds like you got the structure well thought out here. I mean, I used to play one-on-one with my brother. I don't want to bore you, Tracy, but I would take him inside and do a little drop step with the left foot, you know, throw Jesus, that butt into him, you know, give him a little dream shake if I needed to. We all play one-on-one. We all grew up playing one-on-one. Who did you play one-on-one with during your NBA career? Like teammates? You ever play one-on-one with Vince? Young Tracy, young Vince, after a practice? I'm betting that happened.
No, it never happened. But what I did do though, when I got drafted, my rookie year, we had a player on our team by the name of Doug Christie, who was like an elite defender in the NBA. And I took a challenge to play this guy every single day because I know if I could figure him out, you know, on with me having my offensive skills, if I could figure him out on how to get shots off in a variety of ways, then I was going to, you know, improve my skill set offensively. So I took it upon myself, and that's what we did every single day. And it sharpened my skills. It sharpened my mental. And, you know, that was my thing, man, my rookie year. That's all I did my rookie year.
And so by your sixth year in the league, you're only 23 years old. You lead the league in scoring, and you're averaging 32 a night. But what I don't think people and so I think people know that about you, and I think that they know, you know, two-time scoring champion and all of that.
But what I think gets lost in the context of that accomplishment is teams were only averaging 95 a night then, man. Like, you averaged 32 in a terrible offensive era, like a historically bad offensive era of NBA basketball. So my question is, how the hell were you able to do that?
I put a lot of work in, guys. I mean, honestly, put a lot of work in. I studied film. I studied my opponents. You know, and it's funny that you say that because I had this conversation with some of my guys. Like, the score could be 75, 76, and, like, I would have 40 points.
Right.
35 to 40 points. Like, it was crazy of some of those scores back then. You're absolutely right. The offensively, like, it was probably one of the worst eras, but defensively, it was a challenge. Like, you had to, you know, you had to be a dynamic player to be able to sustain that night in and night out against some of those defenses because we play with two traditional bigs. It's not like it is today where you have all five guys on the court can shoot or you got four guys that can shoot the ball. It was, you maybe had one in a possible back then. And that's why the paint was so, it was so closed in and it was tough on an offensive player to get to the cup.
So if you could average 32 in that era, what are you averaging today?
I will put myself at 38 to 40 points.
So
because you got to think,
yeah,
that's 32 points and probably only average 5 threes a game.
Well, that's today. You are 42 years old though, right, Tracy? So I mean, so you're saying you'd score 38 at age 42, right?
No. I could get you 10 to 12 points. All I got to do is run 3-point line to 3-point line. I could do that now.
Yeah, right.
Right, but that will sound, you know, like hyperbolic. But I really don't think it is. And I think, like, if, like, era adjusted, man, like, you made the Hall of Fame, but you're still underrated. And because no one was doing offensively what you were doing in the early 2000s. Nobody. No one did it.
No. I mean, I had to, though, in order for my team just to make the playoffs, I had to put up numbers like that. You got to think, I was, you know, planning to play with Grant Hill in Orlando, but we all know he had his ankle injury. So,
right,
you know, back then you didn't have 3 and 4 stars on one team. You had maybe one or two, and that was it. It was a different league back then. So we was kind of, you know, had our hands tied behind our back with Grant not being in our lineup. It was tough.
Man, we had so much fun watching you and Yao together and dreaming about you and Yao Ming. If both healthy and at your best come a postseason, like what could mm-hmm. possibly happen? I mean, do you ever think about that? Is that the best opportunity you ever had to get a title when you and Yao were rolling?
Yeah, I think the year that my knee blew out, we could have contended for a championship, which was probably the best team that I would have been on my entire career, which is. I think it was one year when we got Ron Artest to join our team in Houston. And that was the year that I tried to come back from knee surgery. And I was just damaged goods. I was not the player that I was prior to that. And then, you know, my championship aspiration, my dreams were shattered because I was never healthy after that. And it was just, you know, we signed Ron Artest a little bit too late, but that would have been a championship contending team had I been healthy that year.
Do you have fun playing with Yao? It seemed like he was such a trip. And when you traveled with him, there's got to be a moment, Tracy, where you're like, oh my God, Yao Ming, this is a global sensation. Like that was a different level of fame, wasn't it, for Yao Ming?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, he's larger than life when you talk about, you know, having a whole freaking country of China continent on your back. I mean, you know, it was a sight to see. You know, he's a gentle giant, but the way he just handled having all that pressure on his shoulders was amazing to watch. I remember going to China with him back in 2004. It was the first China games that the NBA had over there, and we played the Sacramento Kings. And just to see, you know, the attention that he got from, you know, the Chinese fan base was, I've never seen anything like that in my life. And I remember a regular season game. We were playing in Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee had drafted another Chinese kid. And just a regular season game, they gave us the numbers after that. It was like, I think over 250 million people watched that game. Like, that's the type of impact he had on the league. We're talking about more people watching a regular season NBA game than a Super Bowl. Like, that's what Yao brought to the game. So I couldn't believe that.
That is ridiculous. Do you think, like, your career is incredible? I mean, you made the Hall of Fame, an all-timer by any accounts. But do you think about whether it's the injuries or, like, that situation with Yao or with Grant, like, the trade to the Bulls? I know there was this report that you could have been traded to the Lakers also, and you could have been with Kobe and Shaq. Like, do you have regrets or what ifs, or like, do you ever think about what could have been if the fork in the road, just like luck, things out of your control, would have went a different way?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think about that stuff. There's a lot of what ifs, you know, pertaining to my career. Like, what if I would have stayed in Toronto with Vince and that team? Right.
Yeah.
Like, if I would have stayed there, who knows what would have happened? But again, no one knew that Grant was going to be out my entire career in Orlando. Like, no one knew that. I was super excited. I think everybody was excited. Like, T-Mac and Grant teamed up, and what I became as a player, and to have a healthy Grant Hill, we're talking in the Eastern Cup, we're talking playing for a championship. I mean, I took the number one seeded team to seven games without Grant. Right. So I think about it all the time, for sure.
It's an interesting spot. We were thinking earlier, too, the dunk contest with you and Vince. Like, it did seem like, even if you never played one-on-one, the highlights that you guys were able to be a part of just must have been, like, what we saw publicly was amazing, but you must have seen some pretty incredible things behind closed doors.
I've seen a lot of crazy things behind closed doors. I mean, even in-game with this guy, that's why I didn't want to get into that damn slam dunk contest, because Why am I getting into something that I know I'm not going to place first? Like, I know I'm not going to place first. You know what I'm saying? Like, what part of me is going to I'm allowing myself to enter into a contest where I know I can't win? That's not me. that's not me. That's not my personality and my mentality. But he begged me so freaking much and so long. Come on, cuz, every single day, man, you got to get in it, bro. You got to get in it. You have to, every day. And finally, I just bit the bullet. I was like, all right, man, I'll get in. Like, because I know what you can do. I'm your cousin. I'm your teammate. I see you doing dunks every day that I can only dream of doing. I'm a pretty athletic guy. But when it comes to creative dunking, I'm not on your level. I don't want to get in this dunk contest and place second or third. So, no, it was pretty cool, man. I knew what the outcome was going to be. As you see from the first dunk, it was like, oh, hell, good luck who's coming after him. But it was a great time, though.
T-Mac, our texters, please have him back during the season. One of your best guests ever. Every single answer from Tracy, thoughtful and substantive. This is outstanding. Our audience is absolutely loving it. Good luck with the Ones Basketball League. Genuinely meant it, man. One of my favorite non-Bulls ever. You actually signed a jersey for me back in Orlando back in the day. Could not have been cooler when I was just a teenager. Meant a lot to me back then. Would love to have you on the show whenever. And good luck with the OBL, man. Seriously.
Guys, I appreciate it. Thank you for allowing me on your platform. Y'all have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.